Welcome back. In this lesson, we're going to rebuild a sub-sign in Ableton Live 12 and turn it into something that feels right at home in deep jungle, dark rollers, and stripped back drum and bass intros. This is a beginner-friendly workflow, but don't let the simplicity fool you. A good sub-sign can carry a lot of weight. It can create pressure, tension, and atmosphere without fighting the drums. Think of this sound as support, not a lead. In jungle especially, the sub is doing a lot of emotional work under the breakbeat. It's not trying to impress you by itself. It's trying to make the whole track feel heavier, deeper, and more intentional. Let's start by creating a new MIDI track and loading Operator. Operator is perfect for this, because we want a clean sine-based source with as little extra color as possible. Turn on Oscillator and set it to sine. Keep the filter off for now so you can hear the raw low end clearly. If you need to, move the notes into a comfortable sub range, usually somewhere around C1 to G1. Go too low and the sub can disappear on some systems. Stay in that range and you'll usually get a solid foundation. Now open a MIDI clip and write a simple root note pattern. At this stage, keep it direct. One note per bar is a great starting point. Then try two notes per bar once you're comfortable. The reason this works so well in DNB is that the drums already provide a lot of motion. The sub doesn't need to be busy. It just needs to lock in and feel purposeful. If you're working over a jungle break, let the sub support the kick and snare skeleton instead of trying to compete with the break's rhythm. A useful beginner mindset here is this: if the pattern feels almost too simple on its own, that's probably a good sign. Sub-signs usually work best when they are disciplined. Next, shape the note lengths. This matters more than a lot of beginners realize. If the notes are too long, the low end can smear into the kick and blur the groove. If they're too short, the line can feel disconnected and thin. Start by making the notes around 80 to 95% of the grid length, then adjust by ear. Longer notes give you more pressure. Shorter notes give you more space. In jungle and dark DNB, that balances everything, because the break is already full of detail. Now let's give the sub a proper envelope. In Operator, use the volume envelope so the sound feels controlled and musical. A good starting point is a very short attack, maybe 2 to 10 milliseconds, no real decay, sustain at full, and a release somewhere around 50 to 120 milliseconds. That gives you a clean hit without clicks, and it keeps the sub from hanging on too long. If the notes feel like they're cutting off too sharply, increase the release a little. If they feel too soft or smeared, shorten it. This is one of those tiny adjustments that makes a huge difference. With low-end sounds, even a small change in release can completely change the groove. Now add EQ 8 after Operator. For a pure sine, you may not need much EQ at all, which is actually a good thing. If there is any unwanted top end or click, gently tame it. If there's a bit of buildup around the low mids, make a small cut there. The goal is not to heavily shape the tone. The goal is to keep the sub clean and out of the way. Then make sure the track stays mono. Use utility and set width to 0% if you want to be extra safe. In drum and bass, mono low end is non-negotiable. The kick and sub need to stay centered so the track translates on club systems and on smaller speakers too. Now for a little bit of audibility. A pure sine is great, but sometimes it can vanish on smaller playback systems. Add saturator very lightly, just a touch, maybe 1 to 4 dB of drive, with soft clip on if needed. You are not trying to turn this into a nasty bass sound. You're just adding a few harmonics so the note reads a little better outside of big monitors. If you hear obvious distortion, back it off. For a sub-sign, subtle is usually the move. If you want, you can also try drum bus very gently, but be careful. A little can add edge. Too much can make the low end too thick fast. As a beginner, it's better to err on the side of too clean than too messy. At this point, your sub-sign should already feel solid. Now let's start thinking like a DNB producer and use automation to turn it into atmosphere. You can automate filter cutoff, saturation drive, volume, or reverb send level. This is where a simple sub becomes something more cinematic. For example, in an intro, you might keep the low pass closed so the sub feels distant. Then open it gradually before the drop, or you can fade the sub in underneath a pad or break to create tension. Another classic move is to mute the sub for a beat right before the drop and let the return hit harder. That little moment of absence can create a huge sense of impact. If you want a darker, more atmospheric version, add auto filter and use a low pass mode. Start with the cutoff somewhere around 100 to 250 Hz if you want the sound to feel distant and filtered. Keep the resonance low. If you add LFO movement, keep it very subtle. You want motion, not wobble. The goal is to preserve the identity of the sub while giving it a moody, evolving edge. Now let's make a simple return track for jungle atmosphere. Add reverb, EQ8, and maybe echo if you want a little more space. Keep the reverb fully wet on the return, and filter it heavily. A good starting point is a decay of around 1.5 to 3.5 seconds, with a low cut around 200 to 400 Hz and a high cut somewhere around 6 to 10k Hz. Very important here, send only a little sub into this return, and usually only for intros, breakdowns, or transitions. You do not want your whole low end floating around in reverb, that turns into mud fast. But used sparingly, this can give the bass a proper sense of depth and location. In a deep jungle arrangement, this is really effective. You can automate the send up at the end of a phrase, let it bloom for a moment, then pull it back when the drums return. That's classic tension and release energy. Now put the sub sign in context with your drums. This is where the real answer lies. Soloed, a sub can sound huge and impressive, but context is what matters. Listen to it against your breakbeat or drum loop. Make sure it isn't masking the snare crack. Make sure it isn't fighting the kick. The sub should feel like it's holding the floor up, not stepping in front of the rhythm. If you also have a reese or mid bass layer, let the sub sign own the low foundation and let the reese handle the movement in the mids. That split is a huge part of a clean D&B mix. A great beginner trick is to solo the sub, get sounding good, then unsolo it and lower the level until it feels like it supports the groove instead of dominating it. In drum and bass, the best sub is often the one you almost don't notice consciously, but you absolutely feel. If you want to push it further, you can resample the sub sign into audio. That opens up a lot of creative options. You can freeze and flatten it, record it to a new track, or print it as audio and edit it from there. Once it's audio, you can reverse tiny pieces and fades, chop it for transitions, or layer a dirtier processed copy underneath a clean one. That's a very real jungle workflow. Clean low end on one hand, gritty atmosphere on the other. Best of both worlds. A couple of common mistakes to watch out for. First, don't make the sub too loud. Low frequencies eat headroom fast, and it's easy to overdo it. Second, don't widen the low end. Keep it mono. Third, don't distort it too hard. A sub sign only needs a small harmonic boost, not full-on destruction. Fourth, don't write overly busy phrases. The drums already have motion. Fifth, don't let notes overlap too much. That creates mud quickly. And finally, don't send too much of the sub into reverb. Keep the wet low end under control. Here's a useful mindset for darker, heavier D&B. Use the sub sign as a support instrument, not a feature sound. Tune it to the track. Keep headroom early. Make very small changes and listen carefully. In low-end design, tiny adjustments can have massive results. A 1 or 2 decibel change, a slightly shorter release, or a slightly different note length can completely shift the vibe. If you want to experiment, try ghost notes between the main root notes. Keep them short and quiet so they hint at movement without turning into a full bass line. You can also try one bar in the normal range, and then drop the next phrase an octave lower for a sudden weight shift. Another strong option is to duplicate the sub track, keep one layer pure and one lightly saturated, and blend the dirty layer very low underneath. That gives you a sub that stays solid but reads better on smaller speakers. For a simple practice exercise, build an 8-bar loop. Use a sign sub and operator, write long notes for the first 4 bars, then shorter notes for the next 4. Add utility and set width to 0. Add EQ8, then a little saturator. Loop a chopped break under it. Automate the sub volume down slightly in the last bar, then let it return in the next phrase. Add a reverb send only on the final note. Then listen in full context and to ask yourself, does it support the drums? Does it feel deep but controlled? And does the last bar create tension? That's the core of it. So to recap, build the sub sign with operator, keep the source simple, write clean MIDI, control note length carefully, keep the low end mono, add only subtle saturation, and use automation plus filtered reverb if you want atmosphere. Most importantly, always check the sub against the drums and any other bass layers in the full mix. In drum and bass, the best sub sign is powerful, disciplined, and absolutely locked to the groove. Now go build it, keep it tight, and let that low end do the heavy lifting.